The Chamber Orchestra Sinfonia da Camera is in its 34th season in residence at the University of Illinois. The group is led by music director and conductor Ian Hobson, who's also the orchestra's featured solo pianist this season. Tonight, Sinfonia da Camera features an all-Beethoven program at Folinger Great Hall inside Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. I spoke with Ian Hobson, who says this is not the first time Sinfonia has featured an all-Beethoven program.
We do this from time to time, and this particular one has the first piano concerto, which is actually the second piano concerto to be written, but it's actually the longest and the most substantial piece, full of virtuosity and joy and exuberance and all those things. And we're pairing that with the Coriolan Overture, which is the darkest, bleakest kind of piece. And they're both in the same key. Mm. One is in C major and one is in C minor. And that's very interesting to me. And then we have the great, most popular, ebullient, jubilant symphony, the number 7 in A major.
Yeah, and the title of the program, Beethoven's Apotheosis of the Dance, then that comes from Richard Wagner,
doesn't
it?
That comes from Wagner, yeah, which is a great title. I mean, it's a great thing for him to say, and we can see why, because the dance spirit is all pervasive in this piece, especially in the last movement.
Yeah, absolutely.
First movement, you have this this rhythm, which is very difficult for the orchestra to play, which is dum 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 in 6/8 time, and that goes all the way through. So there's an exhilarating ending to the first movement, and then the last movement is it's almost like a hoedown in a way. And it just keeps on driving forward.
Yeah, you talked a little bit about Piano Concerto No. 1, the first one that was published. And, of course, you get to both conduct and perform on this piece. What challenges does that present for the soloist?
Well, it many challenges. First of all, the piece was a display vehicle for Beethoven himself to play. At that time, he was performing quite regularly, and he was a great improviser. And the cadenza that I'll be playing is the third cadenza that he wrote. It was actually written later than the concerto, but it goes all over the map in terms of arpeggios and scales and dramatic touches, chords being thundered out in the bass, etc. And it's the most sunny of pieces. It's in contrast. It's in C major. It's in contrast with the Coriolan to an extreme degree. It starts very lightly and has a lot of scales. And there's a lot of wit in it, especially in the last movement. The second movement is an extended largo, which features the clarinet. There's a dialogue with the clarinet and the piano. So when I play and conduct this from the keyboard, it's wonderful because I'm facing the orchestra. Mm-hmm. The piano lid is off. I can make chamber music with everybody, but especially with the clarinet, that we can look at each other and play this dialogue. And so I'm looking forward to that immensely.
Ian Hobson is music director, conductor, and featured solo pianist for Sinfonia da Camera, who's performing an all-Beethoven program tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. This is the Largo movement of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1 that Ian Hobson just mentioned, being performed here by Maurizio Pollini and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. It's Morning Edition on WILL.